Hi, good morning. It's Divine Blue here, as you all know. I just thought I'd come on to Audio Boo because there's been a burst of energy this morning on my page. I've had a few people send me messages last night. Actually, quite a few people sent me messages last night in regards to their health and how they've been feeling. And just wanting to find out, alternative options. In regards to the food that they should eat and the milk that they should drink. And this excites me. It really, really does, because originally I did this for myself because obviously my energy levels have always been high, and of late I've been noticing that they've been depleting. And I've been into, health and spirituality, mind, body and soul for a very, very long time. And, sometimes we set off, we have good intentions and we get on track, and all of a sudden we get off track and we go back to our old eating habits. But my thing is, no matter how much times you fall, it really is about getting back up again, brushing yourself off and continuing to move forward. And this is what I've done all of my life. There has to be a time in your life where you actually make it. And people make it from trying. So I always say practice makes masters. And like I said, I originally did this nature diet for myself. And, I like to share all good things. And I started to share on my page, and the response that I've been getting has been absolutely phenomenal. So what that's actually saying to me is that a lot of people out there, including yourself who's listening, you want to be healthy, you want to take charge, you want to make a change in your life, you want all the energy that you need to sustain your life. And, it's not easy. I'm not gonna lie, it's not easy, but I also believe in mind over matter. And where I get my strength from is where you can get your strength from. It's all inside of us. So if you decide that you want to change the way that you eat, or you want to change the way that you drink, or you want to give up smoking, or you want to give up alcohol, you can. You just got to believe that you can. And what I tend to do, if I feel tempted or I see somebody eating some cooked food, or, because I ain't gonna lie, cooked food tastes good, especially when it's seasoned up. It looks good, it fills you up, makes you feel content. But at the end of the day, for me personally, I had to take control over what I was putting in my mouth. I can admit this, I was becoming addicted to food, especially sugar. I was like a crackhead, literally, looking for the next fix. And because sweets and candy, whatever you call them, are so cheap, so accessible, so available, you can overdose on these things. And that's exactly what I was doing. I started to experience pain in my knee, pain in my neck, which really was letting me know that the uric acid, which is triggered by an overdose of sugar, it's starting to go into my bones. A buildup of uric acid also is a cause of arthritis. So I know better. I've been studying health and the effects of food for a very, very, very long time. I would say maybe over 5 years now. And I've been putting it into practice, and I've seen the results. So when I slip, I get back up, I brush myself off. So this time, because I've grown so much since the last time, I really have decided, and I intend to make the nature diet my lifestyle. And to those out there, you don't have to be as drastic as myself, because it is drastic. I've given up a lot of things. In fact, I've given up most things that I would eat. I'm eating a lot less, I'm drinking a lot more water. And to be quite honest, I feel absolutely great. And the great thing about this is that a lot of people are finding interest in what I'm doing. They want to, adapt this way of living. You don't have to be raw, you can go vegan, but just definitely, 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 definitely be more aware of what you're putting into your body, because your health really is your wealth, and it's your ticket to exist here on Earth. Peace.